If you are writing a blog or otherwise creating content that you share online, you might wonder, what do you do about AI? And specifically, not just how do you use AI to make your workflow better, faster, more efficient, whatever, but how can you actually stand out? How can you compete in a world of AI-generated content? Because there's just so much stuff out there and it's only going to get worse. There's only going to be more and more content from blog posts to videos that can now be made entirely by AI, podcasts, pretty much every medium you can think of. There's just so much AI-generated content out there. So a lot of creators have been wondering, you know, what do they do about this? And they're simultaneously excited and fascinated and interested in all the capabilities of some of these tools, yet also they're kind of worried or wary because there is so much automated material. So what do you do, basically? That's what it comes down to. Today's question comes from a blogger wondering how to maintain authenticity and stand out in this changing world. So if you're writing articles, reviews, videos, whatever it is, or if you like that business model, let's consider how might you connect with your audience in a way AI never can? That's our goal, detailed question, and my answer after this quick shout out to our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Bill from Illinois. I write a blog where I share opinion pieces on current events. But lately, I've been feeling overwhelmed by how much AI-generated content's out there. It's getting harder to tell what's even real, whether it's product reviews, news stories, or even customers' testimonials. As someone who values authenticity, how can I differentiate myself in a world where so much content feels artificial? And how can I ensure that what I create doesn't get lost in a sea of AI-generated material?
Bill, it's definitely a question a lot of creators are asking in different ways. AI content is just everywhere, right? It's fast, it's efficient, it's good enough for a lot of basic needs, especially in the news world. Like I can't imagine with this project in particular, sharing opinion pieces on current events. That's a very personality-driven business. And for a long time, it was an SEO-driven business, but now that's changing so much because of AI. So what can you do? Well, just always consider, what can AI not replicate? Like, what can AI not do that I can do? And it might be a short list, but whatever's on that list is pretty important. So you want to focus on what makes you unique. You know, when you write about current events, in this case, you know, don't just summarize what's happening. Like, AI can do that pretty well, right? Better than you probably, and faster, and it's happening, you know, thousands of times, if not hundreds of thousands of times elsewhere. So share how it affects you, like why you think it matters. Share a story from your life that, you know, hasn't been used to train AI data. You know, in this case, for any kind of popular news media where people are actually going to read what a specific person has to say or listen or watch, whatever it is, they don't want a generic take. They want to hear your take. So focus on what makes you unique. Next, don't underestimate the value of going deep. And this is the thing about AI-generated content. It tends to skim the surface. It can pull a bunch of basic facts. It can compile what's already out there. But you can take it further and go deeper. So that means perhaps doing your own research, conducting interviews, bringing in perspectives your audience has not heard before. That can be a unique selling point. And then the next thing is also big: engage directly with your audience. So AI cannot replicate genuine connection. I'm getting ready to do another book tour next month. I'm very excited about it. I haven't done that in a while, but I think it was like a year and a half ago when I was last on book tour. And at every stop along the way, people were asking me questions about AI. And I would point to everyone in the room and I was like, well, look, this is not something that AI can replicate. We are here tonight as an expression of humanity. So what kind of expression of humanity can you offer? And just realize that that is refreshing and that's not something that's going to be taken from us. So focus on what makes you unique. Go deep, engage directly with your audience. I think that is the key. Lots of different ways to do that, lots of different strategies and approaches, but I don't think you have to avoid AI entirely. It is a tool, it's not an enemy, but it is obviously creating lots of changes that I think we have to be aware of. You can't outproduce AI, you can't outrun it, but your authenticity remains a great strength. Bill, good luck. Everybody else out there, hang in there. Be well. Take care of yourself. Let's work on something that's important. Let's use our limited time well. I'm making a new episode for you every day. I'm also producing an event, a live event in just over a week. I'm excited about that. And much more is coming up, of course. Chris Guillebeau here, your host of Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.